Luke and Brian. I am your host, Luke Mathers. Brian is out this week for a much-needed vacation here for the holiday week ahead of us. And so I am joined now, though, by Sean Fenplace of the Main Street Alliance. And Sean works here for the Wisconsin chapter for the Main Street Alliance and is going to share a little bit about the Build Back Better bill passing the U.S. House of Representatives last Friday, as well as what Main Street Alliance is doing with small businesses here in Wisconsin. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And so we've got a lot of different news going on. We got headlines here in Wisconsin all weekend, but one of the big things happening in D.C. and one of the bigger headlines that's kind of gone, unfortunately, not talked about as much just because there is so much news going on right now in our world, is the Build Back Better bill passed the House of Representatives on Friday morning. What can you tell us about this version of Build Back Better and what's all included in the bill?
Yeah, so this is a product of months and months of negotiations. And, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about process and about who's voting for what, but not as much about what's actually in it. And so that's what we'll talk about today. And so first off, for your listeners, we're primarily a small business organization. We focus on working with Main Street small businesses like Sal's Tomato Pies, Morris Ramen, Wonder State, other folks like that here in town. But there's policies in here that will impact everyone. So the first is that it's going to lower healthcare costs. So the Affordable Care Act, which I worked on a lot over the years, one of the biggest issues was that the subsidies weren't high enough. And so as a result of that, a lot of folks couldn't afford good coverage, especially people who are lower middle to middle income. Thankfully, the American Rescue Plan changed that, increased the subsidies, and now 4 out of 5 people can get a plan for less than $10 a month, which is huge. The Build Back Better budget makes that permanent through 2025. So it's through the next, 3 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, our expectation is that it would continue to be funded at that time. That makes it much more affordable for folks. It also adds hearing aid assistance to Medicare. It has a paid leave program. So there's going to be folks who are going to be able to get 4 weeks of paid leave. So whether that's taking care of a loved one, being sick yourself and recovering, having a kid as a father of a five-year-old, and I did get paid leave, thankfully, through my employer at the time, it makes a huge difference to a lot of folks. Child care is going to be capped at 7% of income for nearly everyone.
It's anybody, huge. Yeah.
Any family making less than $300K a year, which is just about everyone, that's going to cap it at 7%. I know for my family, that would have saved us $30,000 from the time our son was 0 to 5. So this is a big deal. It's a BFD, as the president would say. And for us, it's about how can we get it across the finish line in the Senate.
Yeah, and I think the acronym is always interesting. I know BIF was one of them, or BID, and then I think BFD is it's a better acronym for what this is and what's all in the bill. And I think you're right. A lot of the conversation, unfortunately, has been about the personalities either voting for or against the policies, or just the piece of legislation as a whole, without really getting into what policies are in the bill and what it would do for everyday Wisconsinites and everyday Americans. And so I think that's been one of the, it's hard because the infrastructure week joke has been kind of there the whole time. It's like constantly infrastructure week, but we're actually seeing infrastructure week. Last week, Monday, it's strange to think that it was only a week ago, 7 days ago, that President Biden signed the hard infrastructure bill. And then already that last Friday, to cap off that week, the House was passing the quote-unquote soft infrastructure bill, the Build Back Better bill, with all of this great human infrastructure, the human capital that I think is required and a needed investment for us here in the United States is also seeing. So what kind of hurdles are we anticipating? I know Sinema and Senator Sinema and Manchin have been kind of the hurdles in the past, kind of talking about some of these things. But what's the road ahead look like for this piece of legislation now that it's passed the House?
Well, I would say if your listeners know anybody in Arizona or West Virginia, please contact your senators and encourage them to support this package. We're cautiously optimistic. I would say cinema, there were some changes to some of the funding, some of the tax increases in the bill to pay for it that we had to work with her on, and on Medicare negotiation of drug prices too. Insulin's going to be capped at $35 per month for most Americans. And there are a lot of people who spend thousands of dollars a year on it. Those were negotiations that had to happen with cinema to get her on board. It seems like she's there. We're cautiously optimistic about that. Senator Joe Manchin, he represents a state that voted for Donald Trump by 40 points. So inevitably, he's going to be a more conservative Democrat as a result of that. That said, if you look at public polling of paid leave, of childcare, of all the different provisions of the package, they're overwhelmingly popular with Democrats, Republicans, and independents, including folks back home in West Virginia, whether it's Morgantown or Charleston or all the different towns throughout the Appalachian state. So for us, I would say there's been a lot of speculation. I see this on Twitter all the time of people being like, oh, it's dead on arrival in the Senate. No, it's not. It might end up looking a bit different than it does now. And we're going to fight like hell to make sure paid leave is included in the final bill. But I would say that there's been a lot of good work that's happened with Speaker Pelosi and with those senators to get it to a place where we'll be able to get it punched through the finish line. But I would say if people want to take action, I encourage you to go to MainStreetAlliance.org, click the Take Action tab, and use your voice to support getting this bill done.
Fantastic. And you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's out this week, but I got a fantastic guest joining me, Sean Fedenplace of Main Street Alliance. We're running the Wisconsin chapter here in our state. And Sean, I think that's one of those self-fulfilling prophecies that really, when you think the bill is dead on arrival and everybody's trying to say that and they're in their own bubbles and they're like, oh, this isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's just one of those things that everybody's saying that, that's just going to be the way that the outcome is then. But you're right. There's excellent work that can be done. I'm really glad to follow Main Street Alliance and all the work that your organization has been doing, especially pushing for the paid leave provision to be included in the Build Back Better plan. I think it's really vital. What does it say about some of these lawmakers, especially on the Republican side, that are not voting for these proposals? Specifically, the best example is in the hard infrastructure that passed, the American Infrastructure and Jobs Act, I believe is its official name. I could be wrong on that, but there's individuals that represent the states across the country. We're seeing them in Arizona, Texas, I think I saw one. Even Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was bragging about some of the projects that are coming to Kentucky because of that infrastructure bill. Isn't there something to say that Sinema and Manchin should just be able to campaign on what's actually in it, not saying, they don't have to be, oh yeah, I voted for the giant, this huge funding, whatever the right's calling it. They're criticizing it before it passes, but everybody's touting the benefits that are in these bills once it does pass. And doesn't it just have to say that, why not pass it and then be able to run on the things that are in it to your constituents? Because even Republicans seem to want to run on some of these issues.
Yeah, I would say that the only sin worse than getting the policy not 100% right is getting nothing done. Because ultimately, these things are a product of compromise. They're a product of a lot of different people having come together. And I would say that to your question on infrastructure, there are a number of Republicans in the House who voted against the infrastructure package, but now are bragging about ribbon cuttings back home that are going to happen as a result of that. That's hypocritical. To McConnell's credit, he voted for infrastructure. And so I'm going to let him get away with that one. But for the other folks, that is not the case. And I do think it's right. I mean, if you look at paid leave as a provision in Arizona and West Virginia, they're both very, very popular. Senators get paid leave if they get sick. That's a benefit that they receive. And, frankly, a lot of folks who work in large companies get it. But for the smaller employers, for the small businesses that we represent, it is much harder to provide that benefit. So there is a role for government to step in and to level the playing field between big business and small business with those benefits. So for us, I mean, we're going to work to get it done. We're going to work hard to make sure people know what's in it and how it's benefiting them and how to access the benefits going into next year. But it is also important for folks who support these policies to understand that they need to have something to run on.
Right. And one of the things I think is fantastic as well is Main Street Alliance is representing organizations, not just in Madison and Milwaukee and the big cities, but it's representing small businesses across the state. And sometimes you see when these proposals are going before Congress, because unfortunately we won't get any proposals like these here in the Wisconsin legislature, just because the Republican-led legislature isn't on board with really any of these things. But we're seeing them get struck down as liberal wish list items that only help Madison and Milwaukee. But we've got money in the infrastructure bill that already passed, the hard infrastructure bill, that is going to help not just Milwaukee get lead out of the water pipes in the city of Milwaukee, but also everywhere around the state. And so these things get struck down because maybe there are a lot more people in Milwaukee than there are anywhere else in the state. And so they get tossed out as statewide proposals, but chalked up to as wish list items for just the liberal cities, when really in effect, they help all Wisconsinites and all Americans that are dealing with problems like lead pipes, like paid family leave being an option at their employers. And so can you tell us about some of the businesses that aren't necessarily here in Madison or Milwaukee, but that are also in some of the more rural areas that Republicans claim that they're the ones fighting for, but we're hearing for calls for these proposals from those small business owners in those areas of the state as well, aren't we?
Yeah. So I'll just use an example. And I'm just going to use them as an example because of the area they're in. Wonder State Coffee. They have a location in downtown Madison, definitely recommend it, but they're actually headquartered in Viroqua.
Oh, okay.
And imagine for a second that you are a family who maybe you work at Wonder State, you're a roaster. Child tax credit, the Build Back Better budget makes it, extends it for at least another year. The subsidies in the Affordable Care Act. Wonder State wants to provide health insurance, but they're not in a position to do so because it's so expensive. And frankly, with the enhanced subsidies, healthcare is more affordable for folks to go through the marketplace. That helps that family. Childcare, one of our local members in Viroqua is the Viroqua Montessori Child House, and they provide childcare. Imagine that same family puts their kid in that childcare. Now it's going to be capped at 7% of income for their childcare costs. Let's say one of the members of the family is diabetic, and the $35 insulin cap is going to be in effect. And all of this is paid for by raising taxes on large corporations and very wealthy individuals. This is not going to increase taxes one penny on lower income in earning folks. And so like there's just a, and I would say the last thing is broadband. You go to parts of Western Wisconsin and it's very hard to find high speed internet. And it's also very hard to get any cell reception. And you know, that really hurts small business in those communities. The infrastructure package is going to spend a tremendous amount helping to expand broadband access to folks across our state. And actually for many of them, it's going to cap that cost at $35 a month. There's a support for broadband in these more rural communities. And so there's many, many different ways that this legislation is going to directly benefit families, not just in Madison, Milwaukee, but also in towns like Viroqua.
Yeah, there's so many aspects to these pieces of legislation that are working their way, one already signed, one heading to the Senate, that it's hard to fit them all into one radio segment as well. So I did not know that Wonder State was based out of Viroqua, though. I love Wonder State, their location on the Capitol. My first stop pretty much every Saturday morning this past summer for the farmers market every Saturday morning. So that's great to know that they're located out in Viroqua.
Yeah, and their location in Viroqua is actually 100% solar powered, and they work with the farmers and where they source their beans to ensure they're paid a decent wage.
Fantastic.
And they really represent the kind of ethics and I would say values that represent members of the Main Street Alliance.
Yeah, well, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got Sean Fetplace of Main Street Alliance here joining me. We got one more segment coming up for today, but we're going to take a quick break, Sean, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to Dueling Tangents on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Like I said, we'll be right back.